Well, you've been down and out before. Well, you slept on everybody's floor. And now you don't know what to do. You're standing on the corner with duct tape on your shoe. Well, you play the game and you can't win it. Your wallet so thin you couldn't fit a skinny crack hole in it. Or you're feeling a little stuck in the mud. Welcome to the congregation of the Whiskey Church of the Green. I said the Whiskey Church of the Green. We got something for your head. I said the Whiskey Church of the Green. We'll get you drunk and keep you fed.
Thank you a lot. Thank you a lot. The old Whiskey Church of the Green Bay.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's our only gospel that we know.
Hallelujah.
Praise the black baby Jesus. Let's do one about, I don't know. Why this one's about why we still do this. The three main reasons, anyway. Just sing along. It's that Afro Man song where he did it. He came and recorded it with us, which was, everybody got so high that they literally fell over. Not joking. I ran away. I had to get out of the room. I escaped just narrowly, but everybody else was like literally sliding down the wall. Because there was a little room in the basement in the bar where we were trying to record this song. And they smoked so much fucking weed. So Afro Man ain't lying about the weed smoking. He drinks Colt 45 too. He's pretty funny. He's a funny guy. Too bad he punched that chick. You know, he was doing pretty well for a while till that happened. On stage and everything. You see that? So that was the end of his, he was like heading up the Weed of America tour or whatever, I don't know. And then that, he was probably high,
but then I got high.
But then he got high.
Then I got high.
So anyway, look it up online. It's like Afro Man of Mountain Sprite, if you didn't hear it. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Pretty funny. I don't know how that, I just went and asked, hey, you want to sing this song with me? He's like, I'm gonna put my own verse on that too. And he did, he put it on there. I don't know, fucking with money, pussy, and drugs. Yeah, he didn't sing marijuana with it. He should have though.